on rebuilding and 3D printing ancient creations. We should try to extend the ancient or even medieval art styles, even if just to understand them better. And while you are designing a Dacian bracelet, to pick a random example, learn a little bit about Dacians that used to occupy what is Romania today. Art allows you to kind of time travel a little bit, and poetically speaking, it is more than just imagination, because by recreating an object from an ancient culture, you will be able to gently touch back in time. Don't worry, you are not studying history here. You first choose a beautiful object from some culture, and then go and visit. I want to emphasize that your search for those cultures should begin by locating artifacts that speak to your soul somehow. And let me assure you that once you are connected, they will speak back to you with their history and legends. There is magic behind every ancient piece of jewelry. For example, the spiral motif in Dacian culture is not just a twist of a wire. That is the symbol of the sun. And do not limit yourself to jewelry only. For one, ancient Romans had really fancy cutlery. Their soldiers had foldable versions too, and folding knives with gadgets even. The ancient Greeks had breathtaking earrings. Just look at Earring with Nike driving a two-horse chariot at the Museum of Fine Art in Boston. And there are things that we kind of forgot about, like the diadem, a type of crown that should absolutely make a return, if you ask me. Or armlets, jewelry worn around the upper arm. A set of matching rings, bracelets, armlets, and a diadem is not that hard to design in Blender, but can become an unforgettable piece of jewelry. And for something even more outrageous, decorative axe heads, daggers, and even war picks may not even need to be printed in metal, as they make fantastic little plastic letter openers. Bringing back ancient coins by totally rebuilding them in Blender can make for decorative additions that you can attach to existing bracelets or necklaces. And of course, every culture has little figurines. Stone Age goddesses that would look beautiful on a pendant, or ancient Roman silver mice that to this day beg to be part of every home. And my goodness, we need to bring back the Rhyton. I can't even imagine the reason why we stopped drinking from horns. Once you find comfort in some ancient culture, go visit the place where they used to live. Visit the museums that hold the physical pieces that first inspired you. And what a great way to explore history and the world. And how magical and unforgettable the adventures that follow.